I mean, if you're looking for a movie about butt sex, there's lots of those, I'm sure.
Greetings, Apropossy.
God damn it.
And buckle up for the butt sex.
No!
God. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your butt hosts.
Salsa.
No. James.
No, I'm just a host. I'm not a butt host. I'm not hosting butts. And Jenna.
But you are hosting.
Okay, that's bad. That is accurate. Jesus Christ, I need to drink something.
Yeah. Thank goodness, then, that we're well prepared.
Ooh.
I have procured for us Wild State Cider from Duluth, Minnesota. This is the raspberry hibiscus.
I've been to Duluth.
I've had cider.
I've been to Wild State in Duluth.
If lost, please return to campsite. Crafted without concentrates, sorbate-free, no added sugar, no compromises.
Huh.
All right,
I'm drinking this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that is everything that's advertised.
It is. It is raspberry and hibiscus.
I don't know.
Also cider.
A little drier than I'm usually like.
I did get to try this when we went up about a month or so ago. And it's as I remember. It's fine.
Okay, yeah.
It's not exciting, but it's definitely drinkable.
Yeah.
So speaking of that trip to Duluth.
Oh, Jesus. Oh. What did we do? I'm wearing that hat right now, by the way.
Oh,
it's a good hat.
Yeah.
No, I was at home at work, and suddenly I got a text from my wife that says, "Why are you peeing so much?"
Huh.
And I went, "I'm sorry, what?" And she went, "You just texted me and said you had," like, she sent me a screenshot, and I apparently just sent a message to her saying, "I haven't peed this much, you know, in a single day."
What?
And I was like, I sent that message a month ago from Duluth when we were on our brewery tour. And we were at Bent Paddle, which is like our fourth stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I've peed more in one day than I have in 2 weeks.
Was that the fourth or the fifth?
I don't remember anymore. It was a lot. But apparently that message finally reached her.
Yeah. Look, when you drunk text, it has to meander its way home.
Apparently.
Right?
That text, text was sitting in the drunk tank for a while.
That's hilarious.
Oh.
That's real good.
So that came back to haunt me, apparently.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
Yes. Well, I did pee a lot that day, though. Oh my God.
So much.
Fuck.
We went through a fair amount of booze that day.
Yeah.
We were hydrating a lot.
Yeah. Like, again, we were just so old that we called it quits before the good, like, before the party time proper, but, you know.
I think Jenna's seen me pretty wrecked up.
A couple of times.
Because you hang around the booth.
Yeah. I remember when you were so drunk.
How drunk was he?
And he was made to laugh so hard.
Oh, there was that. Okay.
That he puked.
That may not... I don't know that that had much to do with the level of inebriation.
I walked around with you...
Oh, yeah.
...after
booth. Oh, there was that.
To make sure that you don't fall down.
Yeah.
Which, to your credit, you did not.
I did not, no.
I don't know why I was there. I don't know what I would have done about it.
Gone for help? Yeah.
Kicked
What's that,
you.
Jenna? Buffa fell down the bear stage? Lead the way.
Just Jenna's standing there like, yep. He fell.
Yep. Yep.
Yes. Oh, by the way, I'm supposed to give you hugs and I'm supposed to punch you.
Yeah, that's right.
From Bree.
Dear listeners, the hug was for James, the punch was for me.
Yes.
Just to clarify.
They knew.
I mean,
they knew.
Maybe.
Fair.
No, they
Fair.
Did.
Oh, I suppose.
Fair.
Yeah. If anyone's getting hugs around here, it's James and not either me or Salsa.
That's probably true. Yeah.
I don't know. If anybody's heard James punning, the punch might have been for him.
Oh, that's very true.
I don't think I've ever hit you for a pun. I don't think I've ever hit you.
Yet.
Like, unless we were...
The night is young.
Sword fencing. Fighting. Yeah.
Yeah, there is... Well, there is that, yeah.
Like, but yeah. That's to be expected.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever, like, actually punched you.
You've definitely made me take a couple of laps.
Oh.
Of the... of one of the rings.
I mean, only... On behalf of Mary Beth.
Right, yeah.
Like...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. It was authorized.
Yes.
Yeah. You were given clearance. Sure.
Exactly.
So there's that.
God.
So what y'all been up to? I've been packing. The end.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Well, fair enough.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you gone back to the new place to take measurements or do things?
I have been at the new place every day.
Okay.
Huh.
Since we bought it. I have been packing things up
and
bringing boxes over.
Oh, so you've been packing and moving things.
Yes. Yes. No, As we've been putting things in boxes, we have been just bringing it right over there.
Smart.
He's going to end up on his trip with just a suitcase full of, like, silverware and... stuff.
That's the plan.
Spatulas. Yeah.
Why would you bring a spatula on your international trip?
I wouldn't leave with it.
They're doing a lot of castle tours, is what Salsa's saying.
Oh, God. I don't have a good noise for that.
He's, I just don't ask him why his fingers are sticky.
No.
He takes things literally. Because he's a kleptomaniac. He takes things. Literally. Like I said, yet. Jenna hasn't hit me
yet. Today, so far.
Right, yeah.
The night is young.
Man, I re-listened to... Not the entire last episode, just that one chunk. Just that one glorious moment in time. Listeners, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back to our previous episode and have a listen at that. Because
holy
shit.
You'll know.
You'll know.
You'll know.
You'll know.
Yeah.
So, packing and moving.
Packing and moving and moving and packing and hauling boxes and I brought the camper over the other weekend, just a couple days ago.
Yeah,
nice.
So that's over there. Yeah, no, we're gonna be doing the furniture mid December.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's mostly non-essential things. A lot of the stuff that's in long-term storage is going over. Stuff like that.
Sure, sure,
sure.
So. But
yeah. I still didn't think of anything that I did. Oh, no, wait. I do know of something that I did.
Oh.
I've been going through my closet.
Okay.
And figuring out clothes that I'm never going to wear again, because I am never again going to be a size 1.
Sure. Sure.
That was a dress that I looked at and went, huh. How did I even in the first place? I remember wearing it, like 15 fucking years ago.
Two people,
like,
greased you up and the third one threw you.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, so I have been going through my bedroom and getting rid of things, or putting them in a pile to be gotten rid of.
Mm-hmm.
I got the results back from my DNA test.
Oh, yeah?
I'm white, y'all.
I, for one, am surprised.
I am
wow,
so
shocked.
Very white.
Yeah.
I'm about as white as white whites. have you seen me dance? So...
I mean, I've seen you
yes,
belly
I
dance.
Have, as a matter okay, of fact.
Okay, belly dancing is actually kind of different. but... no, just oh. when I'm just shaking it, it is the whitest thing that Joe says he's ever seen. So, you know.
The man's an expert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so basically the breakdown is I am 50% Scandinavian.
Okay.
25% Finnish.
All right.
And then I have a bunch of Southeastern European in various areas. There's Balkans, which is probably the Croatia part. Slovenia?
They just said slovenly. Oh. You're misreading it. That's
that's incorrect. Then I need to get this retaken. But yeah, the one that's like right next to Croatia, which also makes sense. A little bit of German and French.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Which I did not know about and was a little surprised. And then miscellaneous European. And everybody's like, God, you look so Irish. And I'm like, no, I don't. I don't look a bit Irish. I dye my hair red, and that's why you think I look Irish.
That's probably a lot to do with
it. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm also tiny and pale, but like... You can be tiny and pale for other reasons.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was very interesting to do that. I did the 23andMe DNA test.
Sure,
so
sure.
You fill up a vial of spit, which I've done before because COVID. And I was like, oh, I know what this is for. All right, I got this.
But this time you were hoping for a positive result, that it would come back human.
Yeah, I guess what?
Chicken butt.
Guess why?
Chicken butt.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, salsa. Oh, I treasure you.
This is a reference to a thing you don't even remember happening. So anyway.
No, I remember it. The salsa, the thigh threw, thing is new.
Threw the shirt a part of the away.
Thing, oh, God.
He didn't even, I checked in with him months later. I was like, hey, did you ever get a shirt? And he was like, what?
I do remember that.
And he goes,
So, listeners, no? If you're confused as to what's happening here, I recommend going back even further in our history.
No, I just got a shirt in the mail. I was like, I don't want this.
Yeah.
I don't even know why I have it.
Yeah.
So I chucked it in the trash.
There you go.
God damn it.
It was worth every penny I paid for it.
No. So, yeah, they have you spit into a thing, and then... you mail it back, and they prepay, pre-label everything. And you can do it in the same box that they send you. They've got, like, the way it's set up. You can just put it back in the same box and label, and you're good. So that was handy. And then, yeah, then you wait for forever.
Sure.
And then you get your results back. And it does more than just the which... 'cause here's the important thing to know about DNA. Is that you get 50% from your father and 50% from your mother, roughly, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, hopefully.
I mean, ideally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something's weird otherwise.
Yeah.
But so a lot of people will be like, well, if my dad has half Swedish genes, then I'm going to have a quarter Swedish genes. And that's not necessarily how it works.
Nope.
Because you are getting... half of your father's genes, but it's not necessarily split across ancestry. It's just a random grab bag of half of the genes. So, yeah, you might only have 2% Swedish and a bunch of his other stuff or whatever. So, yeah, that's one of the things where people are like, well, this must be wrong because it doesn't register this. And it's like, well, no, you just might not have gotten those genes. It's a thing that happens. But the other thing that it went through was likelihood for various medical things.
Oh,
yes. Y'all, you're going to be horribly surprised by this one. Apparently, I have a very high likelihood of developing allergies to cats.
What?
Okay.
And a very high likelihood of developing allergies to dogs.
Weird. Okay.
And a very high likelihood of developing other food-related, like...
I feel...
Yeah. Well,
I guess we're just waiting for that other shoe to drop, huh?
I feel like the shock is so great that I can't even put into words how shocked I am.
Truly.
Yeah, so it's just reading through this, and I'm like, yep, that matches.
Nailed it.
All right, good dog.
Nailed it.
Also, super high likelihood of serious acne, to which I'm like, mm-hmm. Yep. Okay,
nailed it.
Sure the fuck yes. And like, various types of uterine issues, which I was like,
huh.
Yep. That all also sounds mm-hmm. correct. So, stupid genes. Oh, and I have a very high likelihood of having bad teeth. Ta-da!
Shit.
So, yeah. I'm just like, wow, I can blame my...
At this point, they'll just be like, you have a likelihood of being a comedian, and a high likelihood of podcasting.
You're most likely divorced. Like,
you didn't actually do a DNA sequence on me. You just stalked my Facebook.
Yeah, this is... I'm wondering if that might be the thing. That's why it takes so goddamn
they
long.
They lost
that's...
the test, and they're just like, just Google her and write shit down. Yeah.
But I also hadn't realized that my dad mm-hmm. had taken the 23andMe.
Oh.
Because there's a thing that you can check to be like, yes, I would like my stuff to be visible to other family members.
Sure.
It's a way to find, like, possible second cousins or whatever, you know, things like that. So I checked that, and apparently my dad did too, because there he is. And so I got to do some comparing, and it was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was saying earlier with that, there's only so much that you can inherit, but you might not inherit it, like stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the amount of finish that I have compared to his, like I have, it's technically like 24.3% or something like that.
I know.
I'm sorry. But like
Hold on, let me go get some pearls so I can clutch them.
Okay.
And then throw them at police officers.
Whoa.
Oh.
No, good call. So my dad was like 8.6.
Huh.
Because I also had finish on my mom's side. So it was like that. Oh, shit. I don't want to say that one out loud.
Whoa.
Whatever my dad didn't give me in finish. My mom's side finished the job. I hate myself right now.
We just got done salsa. Talking about James's, and then you go and do salsa. You're it's embarrassing me in front of the people.
And like, this is a 12. You had her on, and then you and that other fucking guy decided that she needed to be on all the time.
And I didn't know she was going to do puns.
Every opportunity. You've had every opportunity. And I
she
know.
She never used to do puns.
I know
this
that you don't
fault.
Even notice that she's here because you just
she
talk
didn't
over
do puns
her,
until you
not,
got here.
Don't. You're the. You
don't be accurate.
Andy, she never used to do puns. This is
well,
your
that's
fault.
That's true. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah,
this is
I
your influence
this.
Creeping in.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
So yeah, I took the test and like, it also tells you, how much more Neanderthal you have compared to other people that have taken the test.
Sure.
Like, what do you, are you waiting
Sauces.
For my first
yes.
Yep.
I can't wait to hear this.
I think it was 74%.
Wow.
Wow.
My dad.
Ooh.
87.
Explains so much.
Yeah. I mean, if you've ever seen a picture of my dad, though, he
or
looks
any of
like
his paintings?
He just got slapped upside the head by mm-hmm. the Neanderthal stick.
Yeah.
So.
His paintings? They're actually, photos of them are on display.
We get it, James.
Yeah.
We get it.
Because they were in a cave.
We get it,
James.
We get it, James. We get it.
A Neanderthal.
We get it.
They did.
So anyway.
Cave paintings.
Actually, some of the oldest paintings were found in Finland, I think. Some of the oldest cave paintings.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this checks out, I guess, actually. Fuck.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't want to support that.
Nope. Here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can tell which ones are his because they're all limericks. filthy, filthy limericks.
Actually. Oh, no, you have met my dad. That does, all right.
That does scan.
That, yeah.
All right. Okay, good.
Yeah, that sounds right. So, I did that.
That's exciting, though.
It's very fun. And, like, you get the results, and you're just, like, reading everything for, like, 3 days straight, and then you're done.
I've thought about it.
Because, like, what else are you going to do with that information? Now I have it.
I've thought about it, but I'm kind of afraid that they're going to send me back a test that says, like, you're half marshmallow on your father's side. You're like,
oh, it would be on your mother's
90% side. 90% circus peanut more by volume or something.
That is a concern. That's a valid concern.
Yeah. Yep.
But no, it was super fun. I do recommend it if you have the means.
Nice.
I'm looking into some of the other tests that they have available through other companies using that information. You can test, instead of just, you might have food sensitivity issues, like they can test for which ones and kind of like expand that out more. Things like that. Maybe I'll find whole new foods that I'm sensitive to that I didn't know about before.
It's a bold new universe of allergies waiting for you.
Things I can't eat. Yep.
Yep. Travel the world and find more things that will kill you.
I mean, yeah.
I mean,
I'm only alive today because of modern medicine.
Yeah.
For so many reasons.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
James, what did you do?
I cleaned my fucking room, guys. Because I've been feeling a little out of sorts for a while. A lot of the stuff that you would normally get done gets set aside.
Yeah.
And so I had clothes to fold and put away, and I had like a whole corner of suitcases and backpacks and things like that that needed to be emptied and put away. All kinds of stuff. And so I was having a guest over, so I thought this is an excellent opportunity to kick that into gear. And having a clean room is fucking great. And it's one of the worst spirals that you can get into, because then the more that you're not only are you depressed because it's shitty to look at and you don't even want to be in there, the place that's supposed to be your comfort space, but also, when you do go in there, having to, like, scoot around laundry baskets to get somewhere or to go plug something in to a charge station, whatever, like, that wears down on you in a very real way. And so, like, it's just so much better. It's just so much better. I received my birthday Christmas present from Charles, best friend, former landlord, a little early.
Okay.
Because I gave his to him early. He bought me that Lego typewriter.
What?
Yeah. Like, there's a Lego Technics model that's a like a functional, well, almost functional Lego typewriter. Like, it's got a false ribbon, and it doesn't have quite the number of little swing arm letters and numbers and things like that that you would need to have an actually functional set. But, like, it's cool as fuck. Like, and it's like 2,000 something pieces, and I'm well excited to tuck into that over the holiday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's super cool.
Yeah. So that's my thing. And I've also been playing Mech Mechanic Simulator.
Okay.
Which is fucking great. I don't know if I've talked about it on this podcast, but it's really zen. You have a list of of robots that need repair. You accept it. They drop it into your garage. You take apart the pieces that need to be fixed. You slowly level up your ability to fix things instead of just having to buy replacements.
Okay.
And you repair the thing. Sometimes you repaint it. Sometimes you have to power wash it. You have to, like, you can weld things. You can complete mini games to tune up electrical systems and things like that. Like, it's real fucking cool and very zen. It just, nice. You know. So I did that. And then frenemy of the podcast, Eric Thompson.
Curse the French.
Introduced me to the latest movie project by Lin-Manuel Miranda called Vivo.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. It's a very musical thing, surprising.
Shocked.
No one. Yeah, no, right.
I'm shocked.
And it's good. It really does, like, it pulls at your heartstrings. And if you have a neurodivergent kid, maybe even a little more so. Yeah, I recommend watching it. It's a good time. I definitely identify with one of the characters in that movie, but I welcome guesses.
Is it the one that's named James?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. No, I when people see it, they'll know who it is. Yeah. So there's that.
All right.
Other than that, just I've been trying to take it easy and get ready for winter. Just, like, sealing up the apartment and getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's been a lot of my closet dive.
Sure.
Trying to, because my bedroom is also in a state right now. I haven't fully recovered from the fest yet.
Yeah.
Because, like, yep. There was fest, there was my birthday, there was the trip, then my mom died. Like, it's just been foom, 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 foom. So, like, yeah, like, now I'm starting to get to a place where I can focus on my stuff more.
Yeah.
And, yeah, getting my room together is, oh, God. Ugh.
We finally got the last of the fest laundry folded and put away 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Oh, good job.
You have a lot more than I do.
It's just been sitting around.
Yeah.
It's not a volume thing. Yeah. It's been sitting around.
But I found that having a friend online with me, just chatting, watching a movie, doing whatever, that it was like kind of what I needed. Along with the, you know, the kick in the ass that is having someone over in your space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I keep thinking about inviting people over, and then mm-hmm. I look at my place, and I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
That's not a thing that's happening right now.
I have no problem with it.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, and I did a Ville show?
Ooh.
Yeah, no, I had a fucking blast.
Like, on a stage? Or
no, it was an Interruptus online show, so okay. It was online. Feel free to go watch it, friends. We had good attendance, and... I think we hit a lot of the jokes pretty fucking hard. I think we knocked a bunch of those out of the park.
Did Jenna's daughter kick your ass?
Not this time.
Ah, okay.
No.
Then it's not worth watching.
Agreed.
Thanks, Salsa.
No problem.
I love you, too.
What? I'm agreeing with him. I'm slightly biased, but mm-hmm. still agreeing with him.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's really awesome.
Truth.
That's the word around the bathroom.
Yeah.
Is that your daughter is funnier than me.
Than a lot of people.
That's also true. Yeah. Okay.
Accurate.
Yeah.
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 It's not just about
holy
you,
shit.
James.
We were.
God. Okay.
Bryn and I were watching a TV show. I think it was Cowboy Bebop. Someone is at a urinal, and Bryn looks over and says, "Oh, did you hear about that Jessa? Oh, man, she's real fucking funny." Yeah, I know. All right.
Yes.
Perfect timing.
That show was pretty great.
Yeah.
The one where Jessa kicked his ass, or the one?
Also
the Cowboy Bebop.
Cowboy Bebop.
Also that, yeah.
Still have not watched any Cowboy Bebop.
I watched.
I fucking own it, and I still
haven't. Yeah, I was getting excited, like fanboy texts from Salsa. It was wonderful.
It was. Oh. It's a 10-episode season, and yeah. I watched the first 9 episodes in one day. And then I was just like, I need to go to bed.
Yeah.
And the next morning, I watched the 10th episode.
Like, I could hear his expression by reading the texts.
Okay.
It was fantastic. Like,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I enjoyed very, very much.
Yeah, he was glowing.
It was very good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Should we take a break?
Yes, I think we better had.
Why not?
Cool. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Maybe you...
Salsa's look of deep concern.
I mean, I also have some deep concern.
But you always look deeply concerned.
Yeah, it's because I am deeply concerned.
Salsa usually looks at Facebook.
No. Salsa usually looks up hockey scores.
Right.
Be clear.
That's fair.
I'm just going to correct you on everything.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
We're back. I'm Salsa.
James.
And I'm Jenna.
Jesus.
Oh my God! No,
no, no!
What? That's not what I said.
That's just weird.
Like I believe you that's what you heard, but I'm also 98% certain that is not what I said.
That's because it's not what you said.
I know that that's not what you said, but I feel like that's what you pronounced.
No.
Okay.
No, we're both like. Mm-mm.
All right.
Nope.
Okay.
Pretty clear.
Then I'm just hearing something else coming
out
of your mouth.
Not a Jesus song?
Nope.
What did Cinderella say when she got to the ball?
Wow, what a beautiful ball.
You know what she said when she left?
Mm.
All right.
Well, that answers that question.
Good.
Oh my God, it's midnight. I need to go.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want us turning into pumpkins.
Okay. Speaking of pumpkins.
Sweet seg.
Thank you.
No, Halloween's over.
But like pumpkin pie is a great Thanksgiving food.
Also, follow-up question.
Is it though?
Is it over?
Like, it's pie. And that's good.
Okay. You're both having different conversations,
yes,
and
are.
I refuse to partake in
either. Well, that's unusual and a different tack for this podcast.
Halloween is over, yes.
It's a ramp.
It was one day, and that's one day too long, in my opinion.
Wow.
But we'll move on from there.
Salsa has opinions.
I do. This may surprise some people.
He's usually so laid back and chill about everything.
I know.
It's true. Especially things regarding other people enjoying things.
Oh, God, no. Other people. Ugh.
Yeah, you could have just stopped at other people.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So, hey, what are y'all planning to do on the day that has been established as Thanksgiving and the surrounding holiday days off? I don't want to be like, hey, how's everybody's pilgrim native takeover thing.
Yeah.
That's
everybody's whitewashed bird murder.
Whitewashed bird murder is the name of my second album.
Ooh, shit. Yeah. And I say that as a white person who enjoys turkey loaf. Like,
turkey loaf is pretty good.
Is
turkey
it
is good.
It is.
Turkey
is
loaf's pretty good.
Truly.
Like, ham is
not
better.
I am not a ham person.
Then ham loaf? I would say probably.
I mean, if you're going to loaf something.
Yeah. But
still
like
going ham. Ham has flavor, at least.
I've had a lot of turkey in my life. And aside from like deli sliced turkey, I've had one turkey in my life that really just fucking rocked my socks off. And the rest of it has been good. But turkey.
I love turkey.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I know, like, I can tell the difference between turkey and chicken. They have very subtle but very different flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Turkey, oh, God, especially dark meat on a turkey.
Slightly more gamey.
Oh, God. Yeah. Love it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Slightly more fatty.
More fatty.
I had a turkey that
not like
was
duck, though, but
cooked no. with
duck. You're pooping funny, yeah. Like
a Coke
5
can.
Hours later.
Love duck.
Like a can of Coke in it, and that was
can of Coke-in?
Fucking awesome.
Hispanic Coke-in?
Yeah. Panakukin goose. That's what it is.
Panagoosen?
Yeah. Goosen cooking.
Goose and cooking. There you go.
I would have a goose.
Birdy, goose and cooking.
Goose sounds good.
Yeah. No, I actually love turkey. If I can have, when I get like deli style luncheon.
Sure, sure.
Like it's turkey.
You're in luck. It's
like,
probably the cheapest
I like
one right now.
Turkey and rosemary.
Oh yeah.
So good.
Okay.
Like my wife
like,
bought
I like
us
making rosemary bread.
Yeah.
And then putting turkey on rosemary.
I've started.
Bread.
Having
so
to
good.
Buy like two different things of lunch meat because my primary is not into turkey or bologna or
because neither one of those are really good. No, like look, we greatly bought like bologna personally. She got us like turkey dogs once, and I thought that the hot dogs had gone bad.
Yeah, I have bought so many of those fucking fun dogs, the turkey fun dogs.
I like turkey brats.
Almost anything brat is good.
Yeah, brat overcomes the turkey.
Yeah.
I shall overcome.
That's going to be my...
oh, wow.
No, that's going to be my autobiography. Oh. The brat overcomes the turkey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
like
that's my Aesop's fable. I'm going to write a story about...
Your James's fable?
A race between a sausage...
Why
and,
you
got to
bring race into
turkey.
It, James?
Seriously.
Look, if you're not paying attention to it, then you're purposely ignoring it. Let's be honest. All right. Fuck's
Fuck.
Sake. All Fuck right.
Oh,
thanks,
that one
salsa.
Hurt my jaw.
Yeah.
Because I was taking a sip of cider as you were saying that.
Yeah.
And that was good.
Shit. All right.
Anyway.
Let's pull up before we hit the ground.
Way too late. We're about
pull up and see if we can get out of the ground.
Oh. We're about 550 episodes too late for that.
Dig up. All right.
You mean there have been a few that weren't? Anyway.
Like the first six, maybe.
Huh.
Disbelieve.
No, also true.
I listened to those six episodes and I share Jenna's opinion.
No, our first episode was
I did not listen to those six episodes, but I don't feel like I need to prove myself on this one.
Well, listeners, go back and listen to those six. Oh, that's right, the internet got rid of them because they hated it too.
I was young, I didn't know what I was doing. You
now
know.
You're older and you
still don't
know fucking
what I'm
know.
Doing.
All right. So Jenna's a fan of turkey.
I love turkey. Turkey is really good.
Good.
I like it.
Good.
I will take all of Salsa's turkey.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And Salsa can have all of my ham.
I mean,
I
you
agree
can have
that,
all of the turkey. We're having, we have ham on Thanksgiving.
I know.
You can have the turkey.
I am well aware.
I love Spam. I love circus peanuts. I love all kinds of weird tinned meats and
that's weird.
Spam
food confabulations and stuff, but turkey dogs are that's a no thank you.
I don't think I've had turkey dogs, or if I have I've purposefully repressed
it. Take Spam over turkey dogs.
It doesn't turkey dogs don't sound good at all.
You know what it well, I know the turkey dog thing is because as a young college student, 99 cents for a pack of eight anything is a pretty great fucking deal, and you're gonna take it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when your lunch is drinking sugar water in the break room. I can't eat those anymore, but also I can't do vegan meats most of the time. Oh. Impossible Burger I can
okay.
I'm so excited about that. like black bean burgers and things like that I can do, but I can't do most other fake meats, but especially not dogs.
Oh, I used to live off of Not Dogs when I was a vegetarian.
I fucking can't.
I it's the closest thing I could get to meat at the time, because I was a vegetarian in the 90s. They had a very limited selection of vegetarian meat options.
That's correct, yeah.
Oh, I was there. I know I'm correct, yes.
Yeah. I was watching a cooking show today, and they were making sloppy joes, but instead of meat, they were using mushrooms.
That sounds pretty kick-ass, actually.
It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, no, that does sound
It looked really, really good. Really good.
I would eat that. Yeah. But,
for Thanksgiving, though?
You two have seen the movie Aliens, right?
Yes.
Which one's it? Like,
that's the second
that's
one.
That's the second one where Ripley...
Where there's a little kid.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Oh.
So...
Oh, you need to. It's the most feminist movie out there.
It's really fucking good.
Best female representation ever.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Okay. Different thing. In Bond movies...
Oh, shit, I distracted him. Yeah, how did that happen?
In Bond movies, the Aston Martin has a button hidden under the shift lever that ejects the passenger, right? And so that, but false hot dogs inside me push that button and then are ejected.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is this a poop joke?
No.
It's a vomit.
Oh, okay.
Vomit Metaphor. Which is the name of my next band.
Oh, Vomit Metaphor is my Bloodhound Gang cover band.
Okay. You could have just said that they turkey dogs make you vomit. Like, that would have been... That would have saved
us. No. Turkey dogs don't.
Oh, what were... I don't even remember not what
dogs.
We were talking about anymore.
Not dogs.
It took you for fucking ever to get around to it. Like, we could have saved 5 minutes of this episode just you just said that.
Well, I'll tell you what. When you edit it, go ahead and clip that out.
You think I edit?
No, that's my way of telling you to get fucked.
Fuck, he got you. That because like I was on board with salsa, but like you got him. You got him pretty good on that one. So anyway, what are y'all's plans for Thanksgiving and the surrounding days?
Yeah,
James.
I had planned to go to my parents' place. I have a tradition with them, just watching the parade and then the dog show and then turkey loaf. I have the turkey loaves already in my freezer. No, none of this scrambling around for ingredients and shit.
Wow.
I've got it.
All right.
It's happening.
Okay.
I'm bringing it. I'm bringing the turkey loaf.
But what about the pie?
I have zero doubts that my mother has secured pies. Okay. She famously asks after every large meal, who wants pie? In the same voice, it's always, who wants pie?
I want to meet your mom.
She is very adorable.
She's wonderful, yeah. You would get along with her, yeah.
I mean, she's a person, so probably not, but... I like
I don't
pie.
Know. She's
but
cut she's a mom. James down in the middle of one of his shows before.
Oh, yeah.
So...
In the middle of a fucking eulogy, she just heckled me in the middle of a fucking eulogy in front of a packed church.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, Salsa, I think you'd like her.
Yeah.
Yeah,
actually.
Is what I'm saying.
Do I get pie?
Probably.
Then I like her.
Almost cool. Definitely. Yeah.
Then I like
seems
her.
Seems very likely.
Yeah.
It's a very easy way to my heart.
She'll beat you at Boggle. It's great.
Do you happen to know what kind of pie your mom might be procuring?
She usually gets a range of pies. There's usually a pumpkin, definitely, because that's the classic. And then either like an apple or a cherry. And then probably something else, like a chocolate mousse or something.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty definitely. What's
up? We haven't gotten to the good one yet.
What's...
Pecan.
Pecan's a good pie.
It is the best pie.
It's a good pie.
It's the best pie.
Pecan or pecan?
Shepherd's pie. Oh, shit.
When we're talking dessert pies right now, James, you can read context.
Okay, shepherd's pie is my dessert pie.
Okay, but I still want to know pecan or pecan pie.
Pecan.
Pecan?
Pecan pie.
So it's
that's
not
like
even
half,
pecan.
Half and half, yeah.
Yeah.
It's superior.
Because pecans are pecans.
Yeah.
Pecans are pecans.
But pie. So
it's basically a chess pie. But with nuts in it.
Yeah. All right. Okay. No, I so that's what I'm excited about. It's just and then playing video games with my sister.
Nice.
It's going to be great.
Is your nephew going to be there?
Possibly. He's only going to be there if he's gotten his fucking doses.
Is he going to bring pie?
No. Nephew brings himself. Which is honestly that's enough.
I mean, he's still at the age.
Yeah. He's been having a rough fucking time. I would love it if he has been vaccinated and will be there.
Yeah.
But I will also understand if he fucking can't. He's having a rough time. So yeah.
I've got two Thanksgiving celebrations.
Holy shit.
I'm gonna be doing Friendsgiving with the Boothies.
Sure. It's a good choice.
And, like, there's going to be so much food there. They're doing a turducken.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever had a proper turducken.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so excited for this.
Is it a triangular turducken?
That was a cute joke.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. So, anyway.
Jenna does puns now.
You shut your heart up. It's been a long pandemic. It's been a very long pandemic. I hate it when you're right.
I feel like
you hate it. I fucking hate it when I'm right.
I feel like we're in that old coffee commercial.
Yeah.
Jenna never puns at home. I think I just dated myself, too. Yeah.
Did you bring yourself flowers?
I was going to say, no one else is going to, so.
No.
So, yeah, doing Boothie Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
I'm going to be bringing a tuna hot dish.
Hey.
I called it a hot casserole dish just to try to avoid drama.
Oh.
It's like saying soda pop.
That's the worst of both.
As opposed to soda or pop.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Did pop.
I will take no sides.
Like saying gajif.
Or heef.
Yeah, who does that?
Or jgif. Jgif.
Gajif?
See the wild jgif.
Gajif.
As it lopes across the savannah. In all its majesty.
So yeah, I'm making a tuna casserole.
Ah, yeah.
Hot dish.
Okay, so...
Whatever.
At some point, we need to break down to us what makes a casserole and what makes a hot dish.
Sure, certainly. A hot dish is a plate that has just come out of the dishwasher.
Okay, Salsa's from South Dakota and his opinion doesn't matter. All right. All right. That's a hot plate.
Which is a dish.
No, actually, a hot plate is the kind of stove that you get on your... Yeah, in your dorm room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you just knight yourself?
Yes.
Well done.
No one else was going to.
No.
Except Eric Knight.
I was about to, actually.
Good.
So pedantic Eric. Thank you very much.
Ah.
Squired.
Hmm.
Actually, that's knighted, but like...
Yeah.
The most knighted that ever knighted.
Oh, shit. That just happened to me also. Fuck.
Yeah, I was right here for it, James.
No, we have a recording of it.
A different time.
Oh.
Where?
Well, then it didn't just happen. Like, it did just happen.
No, it was senpai.
But it also just happened.
Because I said in the, I think, a prior episode, I said that I've been electrocuted many times, and senpai...
Oh, I saw that on the Discord.
Yeah, like, got up on, like, built
a soapbox.
By the
way, if you're not on our Discord...
Built an old-fashioned soapbox in his garage in order to stand up on it.
Built the box, put some soap in it, carried it around, emptied the soap, and then turned it upside down so that he could stand on it. Yes,
with a megaphone and shout, wrong at me.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he was extremely correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was, like, super knighted.
You were super knighted.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm making a tuna food thing.
All right.
And somebody is in fact bringing pie.
Excellent.
Guess what kind of pie?
Is it pecan?
It is pecan pie.
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie.
What kind of pie are you? Are you a pecan or a picant?
Or a picante?
No, that's just for salsa. All right.
So yeah, I think that will be delightful.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be so much food there. Like, Joe... So what happened was Joe and I were like, okay, so we're going to go do this thing. We should figure out what we want to bring for food.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe was like, well, I could bring a cheese tray. And I'm like, but I can't eat cheese. He's like, but I can. And I was like, that's a fair point. I'm summarizing.
This is my logic when I supply booze here.
Dude makes a good fucking point. Yeah.
I'm going to summarize a very lengthy conversation.
Mm.
You're welcome. It was like, but I can have
take
cheese.
Notes, James.
And so then, oh my god!
Maybe we have been spending too much time together. Holy fuck!
I mean,
your burp cycles have synced.
Oh.
Son bitch. I have to go.
It's finally happened. You're firing yourself from the podcast.
Get out, Jenna. Just get out. You've done too many puns, and now you're belch synced with James. Just
she
go.
Looks in the mirror and says, I can be replaced.
I can be replaced. Anyway, so Joe was like, cheese tray. And I was like, I can't eat it. He's like, I can. I'm like, okay, but I want to make sure to have something there that I can eat, right? Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. I know I'll be able to eat some stuff. And I was like, what about, like, deviled eggs? And he's like, oh my god, you should totally bring deviled eggs. You make really good deviled eggs. And I was like, sweet.
Deviled eggs are amazing.
And as I was about to post in the group, hey, we're going to be there. Joe's bringing cheese. I'm bringing deviled eggs. Mm-hmm. The host posts a thing that says, hey everybody, we're trying to get a head count. This is what I have so far. And it was all just people in the house that had decided what they were doing to contribute.
Mm-hmm.
And one person was like, I'm doing meat and cheese board. And another person was like, I'm doing deviled eggs. And I'm like, ah, son of a bitch. Tuna? Tuna hot casserole dish?
God damn it, I still hate it.
I'm just going to say it for you.
Ugh.
Just for you, James.
Hot casserole dish.
And then monster. The host was like, well, no, you don't have to. Like, you could bring cheese. And I was like, no, you don't understand.
And then wear the same outfit that they do when you show up.
I was like, you don't understand. We had a conversation. It was a lengthy conversation over all of this.
Words were had.
Children were crying in the street, but I'll just take Joe and see what he says. And Joe was like, no, we're not replanting this. And I was like, okay, so I'll be bringing, tuna hot dish.
Yep.
Casserole.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, better.
Casa hot dish.
No, that's a place that you buy hot dish.
Casa dish.
No, that's,
hot roll. Nope,
that's the Minnesotan sidekick to Butch and or the Sundance Kid. That's what it is. It's Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
No, you are incorrect.
Mm.
Good.
So, James, what is the difference between a hot dish and a casserole?
Okay, I'm sure that there is a joke answer, and please, audience, tell us what it is. But
I mean, anyone who says hot dish, it's already a joke.
The
oh my
to
god!
To me, the real answer is that
no. You are in Minnesota right now.
Is
right?
That
I also say duck, duck, goose, motherfucker?
Oh Jesus Christ! You're
wow,
so
that must
wrong
make you a hit
so
in kindergarten.
Many.
Duck, duck, goose, motherfucker.
Oh yeah,
yeah. All right,
the kids loved that shit.
That's probably true.
Actually,
yeah, yeah,
actually, yeah.
So, as far as I'm concerned, a hot dish is primarily based in cream of mushroom soup. Where a casserole could have any suspension.
Oh, that's interesting.
And then a casserole or a hot dish would also have like crisp onions and green beans or other vegetables in it, where a casserole could have green beans in it, may even have the sprinkled things on it, but they are primarily, like, or, to me, that's a hot dish thing. And especially, like, if it has tater tots as the starch, that's
so
definitely a hot dish
thing.
So what
you're telling me is that green bean
casserole
hot dish is the only hot dish that is actually a hot dish. That's kind of what I'm hearing.
And tater tot.
Oh, okay.
Tater tot hot dish.
And, frozen and, green,
and apparently
vegetables.
Green bean casserole is a hot dish.
Right, yes. Even though I call it a... Well,
green bean casserole.
Yeah.
To me, green bean casserole is a casserole if it does not have other textural items in it. Like tater tots and
to be fair, not everybody makes their stuff the same way.
It's true, yeah.
Kind of
what?
Yeah, casseroles and
people
hot dishes
make
are
things
kind
differently?
Of folkloric in that way. Weird.
But also, for me, a casserole is more firm. Like, you can cut segments out of it.
Okay, so where, like, lasagna is a casserole?
Not necessarily. Lasagna is a fucking lasagna. Lasagna is a pasta dish.
So what's the difference between lasagna and a casserole?
One of them has lasagna noodles. Eat shit. All right, so...
If I put lasagna noodles in the bottom of my tater tot hot dish, what is that?
Gross. That's
a real Italian dinner. All right, so...
That sounds just gross.
Actually, I'm kind of warming to it. But
are you getting hot?
No, and I'm definitely not a dish. So there's that.
Okay.
But no, when I think of a casserole, I think of something that is firmed.
Okay.
And but like very specifically for me, hot dish starts with a particular base and is still kind of, I don't know, chowdery liquid dish.
So is a shepherd's pie a hot dish or a casserole?
It's a pie salsa. I thought you would know this.
No. But it...
It's in the name.
I mean, if you actually make it into a pie, word. Yes. But some people make it
in a dish
as opposed to in a crust.
Sure.
I would say if the potatoes in the shepherd's pie were tater tots, that's a tater tot hot dish. Even though it's gravy instead of cream of mushroom soup, I would still say that's a hot
dish. Because that was going to be my next question.
Yeah.
I don't use cream of mushroom soup for anything.
Sure,
because
cream. Right.
So yeah. I
not a fan of Eric Clapton.
And shepherd's pie doesn't use cream of mushroom base.
I substitute,
no, it doesn't. Yeah.
Golden mushroom.
Sure.
Which is functionally does the same thing.
Yeah.
It was honestly, it was a thing I learned about at a pie day.
Bangering.
When somebody made a chicken pot pie with golden mushroom and told me about that, and I was like, what the shit? This is a thing?
That was really
good.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was a really good chicken pot pie.
This is like just my arbitrary lines that I've drawn. That's why I asked both of you. But yeah.
Well, I asked
me,
you because you really seem to care.
I do.
And I'm fine with calling things casa dishes.
Okay, I almost said, I'm not going to tell anybody else, like, abjectly that they are wrong, except for that.
Cassidish?
I love that the person who came up with Heaf in order to circumspect the whole argument is really up in arms about you doing this.
Cassidish.
Cassidish. Yep. Okay, so here's
not to be confused with a cassowary.
Here's my
very
personal
different.
Thing.
Or an estuary, for that matter.
I believe a hot dish is something that is under the umbrella term of casserole.
Sure.
You can have many different casseroles. So a hot dish is a casserole.
Okay.
It is a subset.
But a casserole, correct. A casserole does not have to be a hot dish.
Yeah.
I will accept this.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly accept this.
I think that a hot dish is something that must have been served in a Lutheran basement potluck at some point.
Oh, yeah.
That is my definition of a hot dish. That's
fair enough.
And
holy shit.
I know that can make it hard for some people to figure out what is and isn't a hot dish, but I don't care. Them's the rules.
Yeah. No, that's Gans.
you ask Jesus.
Basically, but Lutheran Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not
none of those other heathen Jesuses.
Not Catholic Jesus, and no. Definitely not Republican Jesus.
Oh,
God.
Or Baptist Jesus. No. We don't talk about Baptist Jesus.
No, because then it's a wet hot dish, and that's a different thing.
Mm.
Great music.
So, anyway, technically, my tuna casserole, although called a casserole,
is this a euphemism?
Would still fall under hot dish because I first had tuna casserole. In a Lutheran basement.
Oh, wow.
So.
Yeah. All right.
But this is, it gets subjective. It's kind of like art, right?
Yeah.
Like, I've had tuna casserole in a Lutheran basement potluck, but have you?
Question.
And you not having it.
I have.
Okay. See, there you go.
Yeah.
So it's a hot dish for you.
Is yours firm or does it, like, gel or does it remain
the
like
last,
a liquid magma?
Here's the thing. It's going to be a little experimental because time I was able to have, or the last time I made tuna casserole, I was still able to consume dairy.
Sure.
So now I'm attempting something with non-dairy substitutions.
Okay.
My guess is that it's going to be a little less firm overall.
Okay.
Because I can't put cheese in there, and non-dairy cheese is disgusting. Shit.
But does that fundamentally change what it is, and is therefore no longer a dish that was served in a Lutheran basement, and is therefore not a hot dish anymore?
No,
I don't think so.
I think substitutions.
Okay. I think substitutions are okay.
Okay.
If you can make substitutions in baking and still have a loaf of bread, you can make substitutions in a casserole.
Yeah. As we said, recipes were you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's fair.
Verbal history.
Yeah.
So,
and I'm not doing anything weird and exotic like adding chocolate.
Yep. Okay. You're not fundamentally changing.
I'm not fundamentally changing it. I'm swapping regular milk for almond milk.
Okay.
I'm doing a little bit less milk, and I'm throwing in some non-dairy sour cream.
Oh,
instead of the cheese.
Oh, yeah. I can totally see that. All right.
And I'm reducing some of the fractions down just a touch so that it's not going to be as soupy, I'm hoping.
Sure.
But, yeah.
Are you going to be building a test? Or you're just going for it.
Just going for it.
I wholeheartedly support this.
I'm fairly confident, having done these types of substitutions before, that it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
But it might turn out a little soupy. I do like my tuna casserole more firm. So you're definitely correct in that it is generally firmer. It might end. But I don't think it's going to be like forgetting to drain the water out of your macaroni and cheese before you add the cheese sauce.
Was,
I don't think it's going to be that
soupy.
That
was not a hot dish. That was
that was
a very
travesty.
On the hot
that,
dish.
That,
yeah,
that was awkward poor man's soup is what that
was.
That was
a tragedy.
Yes.
Wrapped in an enigma.
So yeah, I can pretty much guarantee you it's not going to be as soupy as that.
Oh, good.
Might just be a little less firm.
Well, I mean, as you
possibly
age,
more gloopy,
your tuna,
which isn't a great thing.
Tuna casserole
to say, but,
is probably gonna, you know,
takes
yeah.
It's a difficult time getting hard sometimes. It's fine.
Wow. Dear listener, tell us about your plans. Go to the Discord. Go to the Facebook. Write down the things that you're planning on doing. Tell us why we're wrong, because I'm sure you think we are.
Stefan?
Not just Stefan.
I dare somebody to tell me
everybody,
I'm wrong.
Everybody thinks we're wrong.
I dare
wrong
somebody
in this
to
one.
Tell me I'm wrong, mostly because I don't actually care. But
here's the thing. Most people think I'm wrong, but I'm the one who doesn't go to the Discord, so I'm going to never find out about it.
Yeah.
Tell us your opinions. And we're going to go take a break.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
I have buttons. I need to push them.
Yeah. And we're back.
I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
And I'm Salsa. And
that's Jenna.
And that's James.
And I'm Salsa.
And he's Salsa.
And he's Salsa.
And I'm Salsa.
All right.
And it's time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from...
Wait.
Ah. I'm waiting.
I wasn't ready. I was pushing other buttons. I got confused.
Wait, you were the consummate professional with this, too.
Oh, I'm not paid enough to be a professional.
Oh, that's fair. You were the consummate amateur.
No, she consummated with the professional.
Oh, okay.
Sounded like that.
When it went off? Wow.
Yes, that's how good I am.
Would a consummate professional be just a sex worker?
Yeah,
but let's not shame it.
Who is shaming it?
Or someone who...
No, it was certainly not me.
Beef broth.
No, that would be consomme professional.
Oh. Well, that's why I didn't get that job.
And unfortunately, the Fast Five is from him.
Oh, God, somebody send us Fast Fives. Fuck. Somebody, right. Please, anybody.
Fast Five. Question number one. Applause or compliments?
Applause.
Applause.
Yeah?
I don't do well with compliments.
No. Give me applause.
Yes.
I eat that shit up. Compliments, I'm going to say no, I'm not.
I would say compliments.
I try very hard to say thank you. But I don't...
I don't. I just go, no, I'm an idiot. Fuck me.
I did a stand-up set in which I talked about questioning whether or not I had imposter syndrome because I did not believe that I was enough of a performer to deserve that and how fucking meta that is.
You didn't believe you were good enough to have imposter syndrome?
Correct, yeah. Yeah. So mm-hmm. There's that. All right. Question number two. Italy or Midwest?
Italy.
Yeah. Italy?
I chose Midwest.
I'm trying to think of a situation in which I would choose Midwest over Italy.
Italian pizza over Chicago pizza?
Yeah.
Like a margarita versus like a deep dish Subway train wreck? Of cheese and sauce and...
You said it, not me.
Yeah.
I mean, I would choose the Chicago pizza.
You're weird.
Cut it with a fork and knife.
Yeah.
Real fucking monster.
I mean, which place have I been to more often? The Midwest, but...
Yeah.
That's the only one that I'm coming up with.
Yeah, all right.
So I'm going Italy.
Nice. All right. Question number three. Czech or cash?
The Czech Republic.
Yeah, the Cash Republic was really short-lived.
Yeah.
Credit cards are my number one.
Right.
But I hardly ever use checks. The only time I use checks these days is to pay, like, two bills that I don't yet do online.
Yeah.
My landlord
I cash everything.
Was saying that they would only take a check. And I...
Okay.
I said,
I still pay okay. I still pay rent with a check.
They didn't give me checks, and they will charge me money for a book of checks. And she said, well, what... Okay. All right. I mean, if you... Can you have them just mail me a check? And I said, yeah, but that's like a 10-day process. So they'll take it out 10 days ahead, make the check, mail it to you, and so we figured it out, and I got her on an app.
No.
We did, like, a test for my security deposit. She was like, all right, we'll try this over an app. And if it works out well, then I'll just accept rent from the app.
Digitally?
Yeah. And that it's been a dream.
Yeah. I pay my rent with an app that was already set up ahead of time. Even when, because my apartment complex went over to new ownership.
Yeah.
So we are no longer the Calhoun, thank God.
Oh, Jesus.
We're now the Venue on Knox.
Well, that's all right.
Which somehow got more pretentious, but less racist. So
more
I'm going
pretentious,
with it.
But less racist is a good a step in
one.
The right direction.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take that one.
That's Minneapolis in a nutshell. Well, the direction that it's moving.
That would be preferable. Yeah.
Gentrification.
Yeah.
Gentrification.
Yeah. No, I think if checks could just go away forever, I don't think I would miss them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's such a weird fucking technology. At some point, you stopped being able to write checks for things knowing that they would be cashed later because they started using a thing to scan it and run it through. Why not just use a fucking card at that point?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I do. There is one check that I write every month.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But everything else is card. I don't carry much cash on me. I don't, but I would still cash over check.
Yeah. I like getting checks for performing.
Hmm.
Actually,
I like having it automatically deposited in my PayPal account.
Cash for performing.
I get cash for performing some things.
Sure.
I get cash for like the magician's job.
Yeah.
I've felt weirdly fucking anxious about carrying the cash from Renfest. Because Kyle and I would just get like a human fist made out of $1 bills.
Then you can punch people with cash.
Right.
You're so cute.
And so I felt weirdly anxious carrying like $100, $200 something in cash on me. No, I know you make a lot more money. That's okay.
Sus is like that's
I
one show.
Fucking swords.
True.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah,
I didn't make any tips last year.
Yeah. No. The only thing I swallow for my act is my pride.
Yep.
So there's that.
And you don't even do that because you didn't start with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Shame.
So
no
cash.
Yeah.
Cash.
All right.
Unless the question is, which would you rather see go away forever, in which case checks.
Ooh, that.
All right. So I am choosing check for this.
Oh, fuck.
So question number 4. Mounds or Almond Joy?
Which is the one with the coconut?
I think they both.
Well, then they're both shit.
Yeah.
Coconut and nougat.
At least the Almond Joy has almonds, so yeah. I'll go with that one.
Yeah, I think that's the only difference. Is
okay.
I'm pretty sure they both have coconut. I don't eat either of them.
Yeah, they're
obvious
both
reasons.
Not good.
Yeah.
So none of the above.
Yeah.
God damn it. No, I guess Almond Joy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I also choose Almond Joy.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm. Almond Joy has the bumps from the nuts, which give you better grip when you chuck it towards the trash can.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, nice. Nice.
Like the spiral whistles on a Nerf football.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
I'm
going to go with mounds. I changed my answer. All right.
Wait. Which is a better porn title?
Still going with Almond Joy.
Almond Joy sounds vaguely racist.
How?
Weirdly.
How?
To me. I just think it's...
No, you live your truth, but how?
Right.
It sounds weirdly like racially fetishized. Like it sounds like a James Bond girl.
I mean, that's a porn name.
Right.
That was the question.
Yeah. But it sounds... It sounds
so
like
you're saying that's a bad answer because it fulfills the question.
Octopussy. No, that's a terrible name because it sounds like a Bond villain.
No, it sounds...
No shit!
It sounds like, you know, the in Austin Powers when he meets the Japanese twins and one of them is named Fukmi and the other one's named Fukyu. And it's that's kind of...
This is Almond Joy.
Yeah.
You, like almond-shaped eyes? Is that where you're going with this?
I think that might be it.
Huh. Okay.
Like I mean, weird... it seems like a stretch, but that's where he's going with
it,
so...
It's fine. It's...
I don't get to have one thought at
Mounds, Mounds is just like having your stripper name be Tits. Like,
holy shit.
Cool. I mean, like, there's no cleverness in that. What's your stripper name? Dick.
Actually, I think that's hilarious.
Honestly, I think there's a certain boldness to it. I'm... If there was a stripper named Tits, I would go. I would see that stripper.
If it was a stripper, I'd go, no. Actually, I wouldn't. I've been to a strip club before, and they just not...
It's not my thing.
Why?
I like a burlesque show.
Like, burlesque is good because...
I like a drag show.
Burlesque is good because you at least have some, you know... there's, like, the music, and there's, the, you know, like, the dancing and the stuff like that. Like, a strip club, the whole point is to get you horny... And then you can't do anything about it. It's horny and pay a lot of money for booze. I could go watch Pornhub and...
Yeah, the $20 cover would get you so much porn.
Yeah.
It would get you so much porn.
Who's paying for porn? Anyway,
exactly. Exactly.
I mean...
I do not want to shame or... Artists. Yeah, shame or negate strippers.
Oh, no, like, God no. God no.
No, like, I have seen some very fun strippers do really good acts.
You've also seen white male privilege dancing, which is the opposite of that.
No, I have seen some strippers that were able to do some amazing, climbing the poles with just their arms.
Oh, God,
holy
yes.
So cool.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like, there's definitely an art to it, but I...
Oh, sure.
Like, pole dancing, 100%. Absolutely 100%, I mean, but just, like... But just, more than just stripping.
But I've seen some strippers with like some acts that are like the one time I got to see some male strippers.
Yeah,
my favorite. So a lot of them were like, "I'm the sexy firefighter. Look at me taking off my fireman's costume." Right?
Sure, sure.
It's fine. He looks pretty.
It was one time. Okay. It was like seven times a week. The money's good. Shut up.
Oh, well, don't shame. That's fair. No, only because it's you, Salsa. But no, there was this the one male stripper that I loved his act. He came out in a bathrobe and a towel on his head, and he did a dance to the song "Rubber Ducky."
Nice.
Oh, that's amazing.
And that was incredible. And like he goes to and he had like. Some slippers on, so like it was like rubber ducky or styled slippers, and so like he kicks off the slippers and he takes off the robe and he's got like a rubber ducky print g-string on and like he was playing with a rubber ducky at the same time, like it was incredible, and you could tell watching him he was there to have fun.
Yeah,
that's fucking awesome.
And I loved that. Yeah, that was great.
The eyes weren't dead. Like, well, yeah. In so many strip clubs that I've been in. We had some burlesque people at a Ville show years ago. And this one burlesque dancer did their striptease, like, came out in, like, full winter gear.
Sure.
Like, snow pants and puffy coat and everything like that.
Yeah.
And she proceeded to... struggle out of her clothing.
Yes.
Not just like sexy take it off, but struggle out of it.
Yes.
And it was hilarious. It was so fucking funny.
That is amazing.
So goddamn funny. Because like she would finally get the snow pants. Like she's on the ground like with the snow pants, she's got a hold of the snow pants, and she's like walking her butt back, sliding her way out of these snow pants, trying to get out of these fucking things. And, like, she finally gets him off and gets this, like, triumphant look, like, ha-ha, I did it, you know? And the crowd goes crazy. And it was so fucking funny. It was great. I loved it. That's like, that was, she was there to have fun. And it was amazing. I loved it.
Now, I really want to see somebody swing on a pole with a pair of sorrels on.
I enjoyed doing burlesque.
The burlesque was great.
I was really happy with burlesque.
Memories.
I wigged out so many people that night.
Yeah. So
like
I'm
that's
enjoyed.
Like my sister on stage.
Yeah.
All right. Almond Joy.
Question number 5. Bib or legs?
Where does my food normally fall? On my breasts.
I think
so bib.
I think bib because leggity boppity boo just doesn't scan.
Okay. All right.
Bibbidi? Not bibbidi?
Bibbidi still sounds better than leggity.
You're overthinking it, James.
Leggity boppity boo. Sounds like a...
James would never overthink
anything. It's like he's never heard of a pun in his life.
What's fucking amazing?
So, James, a pun... A pun. I don't know if you're aware of what a pun is.
Still end up with the wrong answer.
It's okay, James, slow down. Follow me on this. A pun is where you substitute a word that sounds similar but isn't exactly the same as another word.
When you substitute a word, does it just play a video for the class?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that is a pun. Repeat it with me. Pun.
Heath.
Yes, good.
James, this is what it's like to be mansplained to.
I'm glad that you said so. Otherwise, I would never have understood that.
Uh-huh. Hey, James.
Yeah.
This is what it's like to be mansplained to.
Hey, Jenna, you know what Salsa just told me?
See, I just heard this really cool thing.
Yeah.
I had to tell you about it.
Salsa, yeah. Did you also hear it from you? Jesus. Oh. That joke's got bib.
Good.
Yeah, good. Good.
Oh, my life is sadness.
AON podcast because the patriarchy is hilarious.
You have to laugh to keep from crying.
Full fucking marks on that callback, though, buddy. I tell you what. It is rare that we get a callback from Salsa on a previous episode.
It's because I've forgotten it.
Yeah.
It's actually usually not him making the callback, it's you making the callback, and then me not remembering.
No, it's you making the callback, and the both of us. Oh, I suppose there's that.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Anyway. Fuck. That was all 5 of them, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, thank God.
All right. So question number 1, applause or compliments, which is worse to feel compelled to offer?
Oh.
A standing ovation or a compliment to someone on a show you did not enjoy?
It's easy for me to clap. To give a genuine compliment is no.
I can always find something to genuinely compliment.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think even in some of the most atrocious shows I've seen, there is often something. I always look for something that I can compliment. If nothing else, effort.
Those costumes were amazing.
I don't know. I just don't like being untrue.
Yeah, same.
But I can be true and kind with a compliment, even if it's not. Mm-hmm. Full, if that makes sense. Like, I can always find something to be honest about with a compliment. A standing ovation, I'll do it. Like, if everybody else is doing it, I'll do it, because I don't care.
Yeah, I'll stand up and clap and then walk away.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
But, yeah, I'm not thrilled about it if I don't feel it's earned. But, like, and sometimes I don't. And then I just feel awkward for not standing. But, like, you know, like, if somebody... Although, I think the only time I'll, like, actually just actively not join an ovation that's happening is if it was there was something just atrocious in that show.
Sure.
Like somebody said, women aren't people, or whatever. I'd just be like, mm-mm. And that wasn't addressed in the show, right?
Like, the hero is a TERF or something like that. And it's like, no, I don't think I'm... No.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna... No.
Nope. Mm. No. That's not happening. Like, there are even ways too complex a character. I still want some discovery. I want something out of it. But yeah. So, yeah, I feel like it is worse for me to do the standing ovation because I do like giving compliments. And I like genuinely giving people confidence in the things that they're good at. Mm-hmm. And that's what a compliment can do, right? Be like, I really liked what you did with this thing here. Great. Now they know that that's a great thing to do, right? Mm-hmm. Standing during a standing ovation that I don't feel is deserved is like, you learn nothing. There's no honesty in it. I don't like it.
I feel like it would be real fucking obvious if I was talking around having to compliment someone.
I think an applauding is vague enough and gentle. Like,
sometimes
other,
it's sarcastic.
Like, but I mean, but other people, like, other people are clapping. You kind of just get lost in the mix and whatever. Whereas, like, walking up to a human and talking to them face to face and giving them a compliment about something that I genuinely don't think is compliment worthy, no. Whereas if I'm another face in a crowd, what's one more? I don't want to do it, but if I have to do one, I would rather be one more nameless person in a crowd than give somebody a compliment to their face that they don't deserve.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same for me.
No, see, for me, it's more of a being true to myself kind of thing.
That's no, fair. That's completely fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you're a better person than I am. Mm-hmm. And James is. It's no, it's one of the many reasons.
I'm just, you know what? Thank you. I'm just going to take that compliment.
All right. Fuck. It's just got to be the opposite of the 80s movie.
He was already standing, so, you know.
It's kind of quick, and then it slowly trails off. And becomes increasingly angry. Is the the menace.
Where the fingers curl and you start to do the cupped palms. The
cup. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So question number two, Italy or the Midwest?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Like oil-based dressings or cream-based dressings, assuming, and I actually wrote this down, that they have a version that won't make you sick, comma, Jenna.
So
which are the cream-based?
Like ranch, blue cheese.
Okay, so...
yeah.
Right.
Green Goddess, I think.
Where does Thousand Island fall?
That's a cream.
That's a cream.
Okay, that one then.
Yeah.
Ranch is important, but the rest of
I love ranch. I'm not gonna lie. And blue cheese.
I love blue cheese.
Yeah, I also blue dressing of choice.
Yeah, it does kind of depend on the salad.
Russian.
Russian dressing is a cream dressing.
Okay.
Yeah.
What makes it for you? What's the difference?
I think that there are some salads that are generally like nuttier salads.
Okay.
I think tend to oil vinegar better.
I could see that.
Yeah. Unless it is also mixed with fruit, in which case blue cheese is incredible.
Oh,
But like there's so many variables.
Yeah,
there are so many variables to take into account for a salad, because you can basically throw any shit together on some leaves and call it a salad. So like, but there
frequently does.
Yeah, there are certain things that I think oil does better. There are certain things that I think cream based does better.
Mm-hmm.
That said, my favorite dressing that I can have is raspberry vinaigrette. And that'll go on an awful lot of shit.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's real good.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck it. Put some Caesar on there.
Oh, there you go. I mean, it does have an entire salad based on its existence.
That's true. Oh, shit. Caesar salads are fucking amazing.
Oh, I know.
And Thousand Island and Russian, and those are just fantastic.
Yeah, a Reuben isn't a Reuben without Thousand Island dressing. So I'm going to go with cream based because also blue cheese.
Also blue cheese.
Yeah. It does really depend on the salad.
A steak with like a salad with like peppered steak in it with blue cheese.
Oh,
fuck yes.
My God.
Yep. Yeah. No, there's
I just had like a Pavlovian erection.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
You are doing the wrong thing with that dog, but okay.
God damn it.
Mouth doesn't go in the dog. Salsa, what are you doing with the dog?
Fucking it.
Oh, all right. Well, okay then.
We're just talking about how I needed to press buttons. So, found it.
As good a time as...
Found it.
Right. So I chose Midwest. You two are choosing Italy.
No, switching to Midwest.
No,
apparently.
I would probably go Midwest.
Okay. Yeah.
Assuming I could have it. Excellent. Fucking miss blue cheese, yo.
Fair enough. Sometimes
I do still have it because it is that fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Question number three, check or cash. If you have waited tables or worked a service job, did you prefer to get cash tips or just have them add it to the credit card total?
Cash.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've only worked as a barista.
Okay.
But yeah, cash tips all day long. Because
if I can
walk out of there with a cash tip. Yeah.
If it's on your check, there's a paper trail. You got to pay taxes on that shit. Cash? What tip?
I mean, I pay taxes on it, but
I actually just prefer having the cash in hand.
I also prefer.
Honestly.
I when I would get it with my pay, I could cash it with my phone and not carry a bunch of bills with me.
Mm.
Oh,
you assume I made that much in tips. That's adorable.
But
baristas make fuck all for tips, by the way.
So
tip your goddamn baristas.
Yeah.
There is
if
one
you
day...
If you buy a $5 coffee, you can leave a $3 tip.
$8. I would be happy... I had 30 people come through, and I had $7 in tips.
It's fucked up.
Yeah. No. Mm.
I'm so sad we live in a society that needs tipping.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
But that's where we are.
Yeah. But we are there. Yeah. And fucking tip people. Yep.
Tip your baristas. So,
tip your baristas. Tip your tattoo artists. Tip people. Tip them.
So.
Tip your alchemy salon.
No, because when I got
subtle plug.
A fucking apron filled with cash... at the end of the day, I had to drive over to a closed bank and try to stuff it into a series of envelopes. And it was immediately adjacent to a Hooters, which was open. And as a young college man...
You didn't just put it into big bills in the cash register?
Difficult choice. No.
Some registers, some places they want to have specific bills in the register if you can, as you close it up.
That would have been like... all of their 20s and shit.
Oh, I suppose.
Yeah.
So
they didn't. No. I remember that. Like, it was...
Oh, no, the places I worked at were like, yes, give us the small bills so we have them.
No, they had, like, this is how many 20s, this is how many 10s, this is how many 5s, this is how many 1s.
No,
yeah.
Restaurants I worked at would end the day with a billion 20s and no small bills. So they were like, yes.
No, that's fair.
Convert that.
Again, barista.
Yeah.
Barista for an independent coffee shop, so it wasn't even like Starbucks or anything. It was just, it was a great coffee shop.
Fair enough.
Oh, I miss working in a coffee shop. I wish a coffee shop would pay me what I make right now. I would
we'd convert it into 20s, and that way when we split it with the kitchen also got big bills, and that's they were happy.
So good. I wish that there was a way to tip your chef.
There is. Tip your waiter.
Yeah.
And they should be splitting that with the chef.
Yeah.
Well, here's hoping. Okay. All right.
Here's the thing, when I first started doing this, I accidentally freaked people out, so I had to preface with, you did nothing wrong, I want to pass on a compliment, can I please speak to your manager? Because it's like, that's one of the things, mm-hmm. if you have, I'm going to say B-level service, still ask to talk to the manager to compliment the person.
Yeah.
Because they get so few of those.
So few. I did freak out. Remember we went to Mondo a couple years back and I freaked out that waitress yes. at where were we? We were like at
Denny's,
yeah.
Oh no.
Poor waitress. We'd like to speak to the manager. And it was like, she deserves a raise. Because fuck, she was cracking jokes and she was keeping us entertained and it was like just smiles and everything was amazing
as ordered, everything it was so good.
No, we were give her a raise.
Yep.
Yeah, leave tips and leave
Yep.
compliments with managers directly. Yep. Fucking do it. Just do it. As often as you leave compliments as often as you can actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave complaints. Unless they spit on your food in front of you while they were handing it to you. Don't leave complaints. Don't do it. They've got plenty of those. Give compliments.
Yeah.
Spread happiness.
Yeah.
Hearts and love and rainbows. Now I'm making myself sick. Please go on.
All right. Question number 5. Oh, no. Question number 4.
Okay.
Gasp. That was about to be extraordinarily fast 5.
That was a little
question
confused.
Number 4. Mounds or Almond Joy are candy bars and candy better with or without the texture of nuts, allergies notwithstanding.
It wasn't the nuts in the Almond Joy I couldn't have, though.
No, I know.
It's not the texture of the nuts that bothers me. It's the fucking coconut.
Yeah.
Give me a coconut.
Yeah.
I will devour that fucker. Give me shaved coconut, and I will throw it in your face.
Okay, Three Musketeers or Snickers?
Oh. 601?
Are those identical?
They're not 100% identical.
But it's a textural Snickers, thing that we're talking about.
You were talking about texture.
I will eat both of those and be happy.
Oh my god, Three Musketeers, I'll just plow through.
Even if I could have peanuts, I would still go Three Musketeers because they're incredible.
Yeah.
Or a Milky Way.
They're both delicious.
Is Milky Way closer to Snickers?
Yeah,
maybe.
I think they are.
Yeah,
even
probably.
There, I would still take the Milky Way Dark.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Fuck.
Milky Way Dark.
Oh, God.
No, the Snickers ice cream.
Oh, shit. All right.
Well, there's two things I can't.
Texturally, the nuts don't really matter to me. Texturally, it's all about the coconut.
See, yeah, that's why I had to switch back to Mounds, because I was thinking of Three Musketeers specifically.
Yeah, I have a mild preference for not having nuts.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not opposed to them, but, in general, this might be a hormonal thing, but when I want chocolate, I want chocolate, and more stuff is just more stuff in the way. Hook me up with that chocolate.
I know, right? I think the fact that they're whole nuts means that it's not so... It's not really a texture thing for me because it's a chunk of something. It's not a texture.
Oh, see, that is...
You know what I mean?
Right. As far as I'm concerned.
Oh, but no, if it was like crushed up peanuts sprinkled on the top, that's a texture. You know, but a whole nut is just a chunk of nut.
And let me be clear.
I don't consider
that. I probably shouldn't be eating any of these candy bars because milk chocolate has, by definition, milk.
Right.
Well,
no, it's just a chunk of things in there. I don't really find that to be a textural thing.
Gotcha.
In my mind, on my tongue, texture is more of a finer grit.
I think maybe a part of it is because I have shitty teeth, because of my DNA.
Yeah.
Possibly other factors, poverty, whatever. But I don't like to crunch my candy. Yeah. Overall,
You like a nice smooth, nougat. Okay.
I think I like nougat better than I like.
Nougat is amazing, nougat is and I love it. Amazing. Oh my god!
Really
yes.
Like just those chunks of nougat.
There's chunks of nougat.
Yeah, it's a what? Christmas candy. Like that's a traditional. Mm-hmm. Christmas
now, is this one of those things where it's like chunks of nougat and it's technically nougat, but it tastes different?
No, it tastes marshmallowy like nougat. That's
all right.
That's what I remember.
We're going to have further conversations on this because if there is just like straight
you're talking
nougat
about just like
can...
the almond paste, basically, stuff. Yes, no?
Is it almond paste? Is that
what you're talking about, or are you?
I don't think so. My memory of them is that they're like circular, chewy nougat.
Well, we'll have to have this conversation. Yes. I'm trying to figure out how you make just nougat. Does it have a shell? Does the nougat
get in a plastic wrapper?
Does the nougat get fried? So is it sticky?
How soft is
inside?
It? Yeah.
It's a little sticky, but it's not. It's like soft. It's not like the inside of a Three Musketeers.
I have concerns about this nougat. Which is going to be the closing line in my memoirs.
It's like a little, almost like a little briquette of caramel.
Sure.
Now that I'm thinking about it, it's like a little briquette
of caramel.
Like soft peanut brittle?
Almost, yeah. Kind of. But
I remember
having them. I remember liking them. They're like almost kind of weirdly translucent.
That doesn't help.
Like Turkish Delight?
No, because Turkish Delight has like a powder coating.
But it's like gelatin, isn't it?
I need mochi. Kind of-y.
But the what I'm thinking of is... mochi.
I know, what? Right?
Yeah.
I got distracted by powdery coating.
Yeah.
Where are we?
Nougat.
Okay. Yeah. What question?
That was question number four. But I chose Mounds because, again...
I'm choosing Mounds because it's a better theater than the Almond Joy theater.
Okay. Fair enough.
Now I need to start an Almond Joy theater.
The Mounds will still be better.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
All right. Question number five.
Yeah.
Bib or legs? Do you use provided hand wipes, napkins, etc. for powdered snacks, or just brush them off on your pants?
I lick my fingers.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on the situation, but usually I'll napkin that. Like, again, after licking my fingers.
Okay.
So I
got out of the habit of licking my fingers... When I eat powdery snacks, because I video game, and if you lick your fingers, then that becomes sticky.
It can. That's why you use the napkin afterwards. But
someone told me that you can use chopsticks to eat like cheese doodles and stuff, and then
Cheetos.
Popcorn, and then you don't have to worry about that getting on your fingers at all.
You can, but why?
I've done it with Cheetos, and it's great.
I'll do chips. And
cheese
salsa,
balls, cheese balls. That's what I've
stuff
known.
Like that, and then I'll just dust it off on my pant leg.
I don't have a napkin, I'll dust it off on my pant leg.
I will do it with cheese.
Usually,
balls.
Usually, like in a camping
because that like neon orange stuff on your fingers. I hate that.
Right.
Well,
I do have a tactile thing. It's part of my ADHD.
Yeah, where you can't use sunscreen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Same thing. Like having that neon orange powder on my fingertips when I'm eating cheese balls, I really hate that.
Yeah.
So
there's a weird difference between the cheese balls that are in the big plastic fuck off barrels.
Yes,
I'm well acquainted.
There is, absolutely.
And everything else, because they're like an oily, they're like greasy, and it is already wet.
Yeah.
Basically.
I hate that. I don't like it. So yes, I have used.
I'm not feeling bad about my inability to eat these things at all now.
Sit down and go through a barrel.
Like we have that in the campground at Fest.
At the den.
Yeah.
We have a person who used to work at Costco. Maybe sure. still works at Costco.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Maybe like the 55-gallon.
While they worked at Costco, they would bring these, and now I think they no longer work at Costco, but they still bring these.
Oh.
It's the big fucking bucket of cheese balls, and yeah, we will absolutely go through those.
I mean, they'll get eaten. They will also get whipped at each other. Shot out of a crossbow.
Yep.
Ooh.
Shot out of a slingshot.
Yep.
Shot out of anything that it can.
Shot out of
shot
a trebuchet.
Of. Yep.
Okay.
Thrown at each other.
Yep. Burned.
But they will also get eaten.
Sometimes kindling.
But they will also get eaten.
We addressed this earlier, but it was with like marshmallows or something like that. Whether it would be better to launch it with a trebuchet or a catapult.
Yep.
I have a source on small wooden launchers. We could answer this question.
I mean, I have a marshmallow catapult right there.
Yeah, well, that's one of the fest ones, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll buy a trebuchet kit.
I mean, if the question is going to be trebuchet or catapult, then trebuchet wins just because trebuchets...
You said catapult when this came
trebuchets
out.
Win, but the marshmallow ones, because we're using... Those are based off of mousetraps.
Yeah.
They will launch further. Because they have more torsion on them than would naturally be able to in something scaled up to that size.
Fair. Because the torsion of the spring action of the coiled steel
exactly.
is stronger than the spring action of a timber.
Yes.
Okay.
Whereas if they were scaled up, you would not be able to scale up the amount of torsion that catapult goes through.
Yeah.
Whereas the trebuchet will be able to scale up the amount of weight that it is able to counteract.
Yeah.
Counterbalance.
Physics.
Yep.
Now
so the real question is finding out where the tipping point is.
Oh.
But also, usually...
You've got a new backyard, right?
Oh, big backyard.
So excellent.
I think continue. The real question is, what size trebuchet would we have to build for it to have the same torsional force.
That's what I'm saying, is we would have to find out at what tipping point, at what size would it tip over where the torsion is no longer able to counteract the amount of weight you can counterbalance on the trebuchet.
What's the tipping point?
It's the fulcrum.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, but I said tipping point.
I know. Oh, because of the question with the tips.
Yep.
Earlier.
Yep.
Uh-huh. No, not because of that.
Oh.
James, you're pretty.
Yes.
Am I?
Was that five questions?
That was five questions.
If you would like to send in a fast five, please send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first one, put in the choices, and the second one, repeat those choices, and then give us the context.
And please send us some more, because I don't want James to have to write another one.
Oh, for fuck's sake, yes. anyway, does anybody have a shout-out?
Somebody else go first.
I'm going to give a shout out to my wife.
You should.
Fucking right, I should.
Should do that for the next seven episodes.
Fuck
Are you
right.
Me?
That's true.
Because
she's amazing.
My birthday is coming up in about a week, and for my birthday present, my wife is taking me to somewhere.
A place.
I have a 2 weeks blocked out of my calendar where I have requested time off from work, where I am not going to be at work because I am not going to be in this country, and that's what I know.
Oh, I was about to
that's
say
what
Iowa.
I that's
She's
what
taking
I,
you to Iowa.
I you know the thing is we
Canada.
We actually like throughout this whole process there's actually been a lot of roller coaster going on because with COVID going on and various rules, it was just like, is this going to happen? Is this not going to happen? You know, was she going to get enough time off from work? Was she not going to be? And I kept telling her, I was like, honey, we could go to Sandusky, Ohio, and I would be happy because I would be going on vacation like with you.
Right.
But
good save. Okay.
But we are going out of this country. I know this because I have had to sign paperwork for an international driver's license. I have had to
trust you on roads.
And I have had
on the other side of the roads.
Well, I've already done that. I did that in Ireland. And I've also had to sign a lot of COVID documentation and take COVID tests and things like that. Yeah. So I am going somewhere for 2 weeks.
Do thing.
Yeah. And it's all for my birthday because my wife is amazing. And so tomorrow at roughly noon, I'm going to leave this house and not be back for a couple weeks.
On a jet plane. Don't know when he'll be back again. Wait.
So we'll have updates. We'll find out. Unless I die a horrible death, in which case we'll never find out.
Oh, God.
Well,
I mean, I recommend not doing that.
Yeah, I also recommend that.
I mean,
but
it would
be replaced.
It's true.
Death would be an adventure. What is that? How does that?
The next great adventure.
Yes, death would be the next great adventure. That's right.
Yeah. But I want you to make the computer things go.
There is also that.
I'm lazy. You can't James die can because do the I'm computer lazy.
Stuff. I am also lazy.
Yes, fair enough. So am I. Why did the
sucker?
Anyway, who else has a shout out?
I have. Shout out to the kind folks who supplied me with a mini fridge for free.
Nice.
To give to our boy.
It's excellent. Awesome.
What is this mini fridge for?
Oh, I heard someone needed one.
Yes, but what is it for? To what end?
For drinks.
Yes, but does it go to me or does it go to
the lab? To use as you see.
No. It's not mine. It is not mine.
Okay.
It is the AON Laboratories.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right. Yeah. Mm. It is for the new lab.
Yes.
Yes. Good.
So whoever you are, thank you so very much for supplying the AON Labs with a new fridge.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I want to give a shout out to hats.
Hats are awesome.
Hats are
fun. I love hats.
I have started rediscovering hats, and they are glorious.
Aren't hats great?
And I mean, not just for warmth. I look fucking good in a hat, yo. I need more hats.
No, hats.
Send me your hats.
Hats as a fashion statement and as an accessory. Friends. I love.
Romans. Yes.
Countrymen.
Haberdashers.
I got hard.
Fuck, stop. Just stop, James. Yep. Just stop it. Just stop. Nope. Be done.
Yep.
And don't lend me your hats. Give them to me. I just want your hats now.
Mm-hmm.
No, people who know me already know how I feel about hats.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like a Jaeger monster.
No, I actually like them.
Okay. You're not familiar with that thing, and then...
Nope.
If you were, then...
Not at all.
All right.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool.
Hats.
Hats and cats and boots and hats and boots and hats and boots and hats. Boots.
Yeah, it works. It's not my preferred, but it works.
Yeah.
Does anybody have anything to plug?
I do.
You go first.
There's a Ville show this Friday.
Oh.
Be still, my heart.
Black Friday. This one is Western themed. The good, the bad, and your mom.
No. Oh. But my mom's dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just realized I get to say that now. When people start talking about my mom, I can be like, but my mom's dead. Oh, this just got better and morbid all of a sudden.
Yes. Yeah.
Who was it? We used to have a vilifier who had a dead mom, and whenever somebody would throw a dead mom, they would just like break down in tears on stage.
Yeah, who was
it? Was like it? Sam or something like that?
Might have been Sam.
Would just like flop down on the stage and go, "My mom is dead."
And it was that explains why she
and it was
around a lot.
Fucking hilarious. Hmm.
Yeah, no, it was really good.
No, the other vilifier didn't have a chance to say anything because the audience was fucking roaring.
Yeah, audience lost it. Well, it was dumb.
I think it might have been Sam, but
I have a leaning towards, but I can't promise.
Mm.
Anyway. Hey, I got stuff.
Yeah.
Hats and stuff. Hats and stuff.
Oh, I need more hats. Stefan's hats? I don't have Stefan's hats.
Stefan's. I would shop at Stefan's hats.
I would also shop at Stefan Senpai.
Open a hat shop.
Haberdashery.
Stefan's hats.
Stefan's hats. Stefan's haberdashery?
I'm telling you, a turkey is a stuffing hat.
Do not put, dear listener, do not put a turkey on your head.
Don't. Disclaimer, do not listen to James.
Ever.
Ever.
That's it. That's my command legal. Do not listen to James.
I second this.
Speaking of Twitch commands.
Nobody's listening.
Hey, why aren't you following me on Twitch right now? I feel like I've talked about this for like forever. You only recently started following me, and I've been talking about this for months. Jerk face.
There's a joke there. I'm definitely not saying it.
But no, you should follow me on Twitch now because I'm an affiliate and I have emotes and I have sound alerts that you can play to fuck with me. You can Rickroll me for 1,000 bits because that's what it costs to Rickroll me, motherfucker. And yeah, there's fun and merriment. And tomorrow I will be doing a prom with Tom.
Woo!
And friends.
Yeah.
And Wednesday I will be doing my regular family game night awesome. With my brother Excellent. And my daughter.
Valheim?
And, yep, Valheim.
Excellent.
We tried taking
you
on...
You need to find a snappy name for that, too. You've got prom with Tom. Now you need to find a snappy name for the other.
Family game night.
No, but... that's pretty generic.
It's my family... gaming.
Fine, whatever.
I think only, family game night is fantastic.
It's pretty generic.
You shut your mouth.
Look, I'm just saying from a branding standpoint.
If only all your names started with the same letter or something, that would be easier.
Yeah. It doesn't, though.
Yeah.
My brother's name does not start with the same letter.
I know.
Yeah, but if you, it's, you know, like early morning radio, if you call him like the Joker or something like that.
The Jazz.
The Jazz.
I think my brother would be the Jazz.
The Jazz.
Oh, now I need him to listen to this particular episode just for that. The Jazz.
Jazz Hand Steve.
Nope. So anyway.
Jenna Jessa and the Jazz.
Yep. Actually, that works.
And then a saxophone lick.
Yeah. And the sound of a flushing toilet. Start time radio.
Okay, so anyway, but yeah, you should follow me, Auntie Isla, and you can do that very easily by going to Twitch and typing in Auntie, A-I-L-A-H, Isla, and follow me there so that you can get notifications. This last one was after I was done with my stream. God damn it, Twitch, would you catch up? Fuck, I did a stream to one person that happened to stumble in. It was delightful, but still, yeah. Anyway,
we've had links in the show notes before. Yeah. I will put another one up.
Appreciate.
We also link in the Discord.
And yeah, join the Discord because I post in the Discord every time I go live. So, yep. Yeah, that. Also, you can get a little coffee cup emote with a heart on it. That I made myself.
I like that.
After sketching it over a clip art of a mug.
Is there a red panda one yet?
I don't have a red panda one yet. I think what I want, I have the coffee cup and I have a little candy. Because it's Auntie Isla and aunts should always have bowls of candy sitting out.
Hard candy, yes.
Right, yes, it is a hard candy.
It's
correct.
A bowl of ribbon candy.
Yeah. But what I want... is for a red panda looking down at you over its glasses.
Ooh, yeah.
I haven't had the time, and I'm not entirely certain I have the skill to put that one together, so I might have to enlist some help for that one.
Dear listeners, who has artistic abilities?
Somebody make me a red panda. It's got to be cat eye glasses. That's very important to me.
Okay.
She'll pay you an exposure.
Not that kind of
She'll
exposure.
She'll expose you with pay.
I will pay somebody $10 to make one of these for me, but I have to like it. I have to like it. Can't just say, here's your emote, give me my $10. I will pay somebody $10 to make it, but I got to like it.
Yeah. So what we're saying is contact Jenna, talk to her about it, come to an agreement first.
Yes.
Don't just send her shit.
Yeah. Because I want to redo all of my staging as well, the setting stuff, the overlays. That's the word
dressing.
I was looking for. Yeah, I want to redo all of that a little bit. Like what I have now is good, and I did pay somebody for it. Because I just didn't have the time for it. But I have a very specific idea in my mind. So that I would be willing to pay much more money for. If you're looking for a gig, contact me.
Any final thoughts?
Bye, love you.
All right, in that case, thank you so very much for listening to this episode. On behalf of myself, thank you to James for the past five.
Right.
On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.